Well, Robin, here in the Northeast, it has been raining, it seems like, forever. Which to me, when I see that, I think, not good news, not good news. But today, it is raining in parts of California. And there it is good news as the El Nino weather pattern continues to bring some relief to the state's drought. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor statistics out today show the percentage of California that is in exceptional drought, that's the highest level, has dropped to half of what it was at the start of this year, down to 21%. So, is it time for California to ease up on its tight water use restrictions? Joining us now is Jay Famiglietti, senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Jay, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, as you look at those numbers, do you see a drought going away, or how do you look at it?
Well, we don't actually see the drought going away because the data that we look at are a little bit more holistic in that we're looking at not only the snow and the surface water in rivers and reservoirs, but also the groundwater. And when you add all of that together, you see that we're really still in a pretty rough state in the state of California, and we're far behind where we should be to get back to normal conditions.
But there has been a lot of precipitation this year. Has that not helped?
Well, we actually haven't had a lot of precipitation. The perception is that it's been a lot, but it's really only been average, and it's only been average in the northern half of the state. In the southern half of the state is really far below normal. So, of course, it's helped, but it is only average in only half of the state.
So should the people in the northern part of the state be able to ease up on their water restrictions? Would you recommend that, or do you think even for them it's too early to do that?
Well, I hate to recommend to people what to do besides, taking shorter showers. But look, water that doesn't get used up north is available to grow food, and it's available to send down south. So if the water is movable, then it's best to conserve because we are all in this together.
But when you look at, let's say, some of the reservoirs in the northern part of the state, the main water source for the San Juan Water District, which is Sacramento area, Folsom Lake is above historical averages, 113% of it, and at 86% of its capacity. How much better could it be up there?
Oh, no. I mean, when I talk about the situation that the state is in, I'm looking across the whole state. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are pockets that are doing quite well. But, you know, you raise an important question. If a certain region is flush, so to speak, with water, is it okay for them to use a lot while the rest of the state suffers? And, you know, I actually don't have the answer to that.
Well, how much precipitation would be needed, or how long will it take to get California back to the way it used to be? Or is this just a long-term thing that Californians need to get used to using less water because you're constantly going to be in a state of, if not drought, near drought, or just not enough water to do things the way you used to?
I'm going with the latter in that we need to be changing our perspective on how much water we have available to us in California. I call this condition chronic water scarcity, which, you know, in contrast to drought, never ends. And the reason that we're in chronic water scarcity is that we grow a tremendous amount of food for the nation, and that takes a big toll on our groundwater resources. So even though some of the reservoirs up north are filling up, the groundwater supply continues to decline.
One of the things that we have talked to you and others about as this drought has gone on is the need for snowpack in the Sierras. Now, they've gotten a lot of snow this year. How helpful is that going to be?
It's extremely helpful. The snowpack is like another reservoir for us. And as the snow melts in the spring and trickles down into the reservoirs, it provides a sustained source through the spring and summer into the next rainy season. So it's great. But again, most of that's just been up north. So I hate to, you know, sound like a little bit too negative, but the reality is we use much more water than is available to us from snow and from rainfall. And a lot of that has to do with growing food.
What do you say to people who say you can't be at stage 5 red alert when at this point maybe you really should be at stage 4? That if you tell everyone you've got to cut back by 25% when things are really bad, which you would probably even agree that things were worse last year than they are right now. That,
oh, absolutely.
How do you say that now when things they see that things are getting a little bit better?
Yeah, it's very tough because we have been messaging quite strongly the need to conserve for the long term, and there's a lot of burnout, you know, and I'm sympathetic to that, and it impacts me as well. I mean, I would like to use more water. I'd love to have a green lawn, although I don't think any of us should anymore. So I think it's more a behavioral issue. We need to really come to terms. We, society, California residents, need to come to terms with the fact that we are a chronically dry place. We're going to have wet periods. We're going to have dry periods. But the overall trend is towards increasing drying. And if we want to live here, we're going to have to figure out how to make do with less.
That's Jay Famiglietti, a senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Jay, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.